Somewhere from inside the house, I hear Ben's voice, a touch louder than usual. My lips thin. The thing about my husband is that he can charm the birds out of the trees, but only if you play by his rules. Don't get me wrong, I give as good as I get in our relationship, and I enjoy the games we play as much as he does. But what happened last time has soured things a bit. I'd feel safer if I was in another country right now. I move a deck chair closer to the drive, throw myself down, and pour a glass of wine. The first sip tastes delicious, a full-bodied red. I'm drinking on an empty stomach, which means I'll get drunk quicker. Moving house is stressful, even when you barely need to lift a finger. The sky is in between sun and rain. We're in warm but overcast territory. I slip on a pair of sunglasses, tinting the grey world sepia, and then I light a cigarette and wait. Surely someone in this community will be bold enough to come and speak to me. Someone will allow curiosity to beat their social anxieties. I look at the houses, one by one, wondering which door will open first. Well, hello, house number 5. The curtain twitches, then the door swings open. I adjust my gaze to see the tiny woman exit the house. Her purple-tinted hair is cropped fashionably short, and she wears big, thick-rimmed glasses, reminding me of the old-school fashion designers who aged ungracefully after the swinging 60s.